It's Aaron with the Alkaline Radio here, and today I just thought I'd we'd talk about exercise, working out, and just living kind of a healthy and fit life. So another one of the main things I've talked about a fair amount on this podcast is about some of the foods you consume, the way we we're kind of taught to act and be as people that are part of this alkaline community and people that are on this alkaline journey, right? But I really haven't gone too much into topic about some of the exercises, because you should be, minimum, you should at least be getting your heart racing, at least minimum 15 minutes a day, right? So minimum 15 minutes a day, right? Whether that means, going for a walk, going for a light run, jog, like whatever the case may be, it's just kind of just getting out there, just doing something to get your heart beating, right? Your blood pumping, your heart racing, oxygen flowing to your muscles and your, the mind and, all over the body essentially, right? So, we just want the body moving and being healthy on a daily basis, right? So, if you're, some of us, I can't speak for some of you guys, but, in my field, in my job that I actually work, I'm actually always in front of a computer a lot of the times, right? So what I'm trying to do most of the time is, when I'm not in front of a computer, I either want to try to be, outside, getting some nice sunlight, or, like running outside, doing some, whatever exercises I can. I enjoy doing them outside, even though, I do work out, at my gym. So, that is indoors, but, one of my main preferences is, being able to work out, outside. But, here, where I actually live, in Vancouver, Canada, and, like 6 months out of the year here, it's pretty bad weather. So I'm not able to, necessarily go outside and, do exercises, go for a run, et cetera. Right. It's only been like about like a month and a half now that I've been able to, go out and run again, in the nice sunlight, right? Like obviously, the other half of the year, it's raining here a lot. So I'm still getting outside, try to, exercise outside as much as possible, but it's not really like any sunlight or anything that I'm getting. So it's essentially somewhat the same as working out indoors, except for just getting some fresh air, right? But yeah, so guys, what I actually wanted to just talk about today was the gym and working out outdoors, right? Just talking about some of my preferences for why I choose to work out outdoors, even though I do, have a gym membership and I do work out indoors, but if it's my preference, if I'm able to, I'd rather just work out outside, right? So rewinding like about like 6, 7, 8, like I'd probably say like 7 or 8 years ago, was actually when I first started like properly exercising, right, and working out on a consistent basis. And so during that time, what we would do, like anybody else that obviously always goes to the gym, I had absolutely no idea about nutrition, health, nothing, right? Essentially, all I would do is I'd go to the gym and I'd see everybody there with their little shaker cups and like BCAAs and amino acids and, whatever it is, right? All these things that these supplement companies sell, right? And they'd be there, have these little shaker cups. They'd always be shaking these things and drinking these things throughout their workouts. And, they'd be these fairly big guys. And, as somebody that was just kind of ignorant at that moment, and it really wasn't knowledgeable, even though I thought I was at that time, right? I decided to do exactly what they were doing, right? So I would just kind of do the same things they were doing. So me and my friends, we would work out at one of the gyms over here that we have. And what we would do is we would work out, and then after we would actually, just have some of our supplements, right? So like shakes and these like casein proteins and like obviously this stuff that's just totally just utterly bad for you, right? And obviously now I know this, before I didn't know this stuff, right? I'm just listening to what mainstream, these mainstream bodybuilding supplement companies are saying in these like famous bodybuilders that are online. And, all these guys, now I know that the reason why they're talking about this stuff a lot is because they're sponsored by a lot of these supplement companies. But, I didn't know this back then. So me and my friends would actually always go to the gym, and we would buy everything that we would see everybody else they're taking. So we would see them taking like pills. And I remember one day it was this like really, really big guy. I think he was about like 260 pounds and looks like this huge bodybuilder, right? Like, these huge bodybuilders, like kind of like, I can't think of a bodybuilder. I think his name was like something Campbell. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not great with, bodybuilding references, but whatever. This guy was huge, right? Like think of these giant, big, macho, bodybuilding guys, right? Like Macho Man Randy Savage. I don't know if you, as some of you guys are, you know, old enough to remember him from the WWE days, like these big, huge guys, right? Like Scott Steiner, etc., right? Like essentially these huge, like, you know, like essentially these linebackers from the NFL. So he's a big dude, right? Whatever. So I'm seeing him, and I remember, me and my cousin were working out at one of the gyms here. It was called Steve Nash Fitness World, right? And so we're at the gym here, we're working out, and I'm seeing this guy like squatting, like I think he had like four plates of 45s on each side. And so four plates of 45s on each side, right? So four and then four on the other side. So he had eight in total. And so I'm seeing this guy just squat this like it's nothing, right? And so, again, I don't really know anything about health back then. So, you know, I'm looking at someone like him and I'm like, hey, like this guy's healthy right here, right? Like, this is what I want to be like. And so what me and my cousin did, as ignorant as we were at that time, after we left the gym that day, because we saw him with this little shaker cup. And when he was leaving, we were actually asking, we were first off, he had this a whole huge box of Little Caesar's pizza that he's leaving with. And he's me and my cousin, we were actually on the leg machine, and we were just sitting there kind of just doing a little leg workout. And he's coming by and he's like, oh, you know, kind of just gets in a little topic of conversation with us. And he starts kind of explaining to us how he's gonna have this pizza, and, you know, oh my god, like, it's awesome, I'm gonna eat all these carbs after my workout, I need all this stuff, you know, burned a lot of it while I was, you know, weightlifting and etc., right? And then he has his little shaker cup, and, you know, he's like leaving, and I remember my cousin, he looks over at him, my cousin's name is Jason, and he looks over at him and he's like, hey, what do you have in that cup there, right? Like, well, what is that? And he's like, oh, it's creatine. And my cousin's like, oh, like, this is when we first started getting, you know, into this not bodybuilding regimen, but like this weightlifting regimen, right? Of consistently just, you know, lifting weights. And so, you know, we see him and we're like, all right, cool. Like, he seems like he's in good shape, you know, I'm going to listen to him. And so he's like, yeah, you know, this thing's creatine, you know, it's a little powder that I just mix with water, and I just shake it. And it tastes like, you know, it'll taste like, some of them will be like lime flavored, strawberry, whatever, right? And he's like, I take this, and what it essentially does is it starts helping me gain strength quicker, right? And so, like, he's kind of just explained this. Yeah, you know, this is how I end up, you know, gaining half my muscle mass, is just by taking a bunch of this creatine and consistently working out every day, but making sure that I kind of, like, stay on this, right? And he's like, I'll take it every day for, like, two to three weeks, and then I'll go off it for like about 2 weeks, and then I'll kind of go right back on it for another 2 to 3 weeks, and I'll, you know, cycle off of it and cycle on it, etc., right? So he's explaining this stuff to us. So me and my cousin, after our leg workout, so he ends up leaving, we finished our leg workout and we end up leaving, and normally when we get home, we normally just would have like just a shake, right? So we would get like strawberries, kale, mangoes, whatever it is, and then we would also throw in like protein powder, right? So like iso whey or this casein protein or whatever the case may be, right? I didn't know that it was dairy and like you know, milk ingredients and stuff that's like terrible for you, right, at that time. So whatever, we put that in the shake, we'd blend it, and then we'd have like we'd have that, right? Or we'd have like mass gainers and stuff like this, right? We'd always have something like this, some sort of supplementation at the end of our workouts, right? And so but this day when we were before we ended up getting home, next to our, actually, when you end up leaving the parking lot of our gym, there's a supplement company. It's called GNC, right? Actually, I think in America you guys have it too. I don't know if it's anywhere else where some of you guys are listening from around the world, but it's called GNC here, right? It's a supplement company, or a supplement store. And so we went to the supplement store and we're like, all right, and it's, again, it's this, obviously this huge big dude, right, at the cash register. I don't know why there's always these ginormous guys that are always at these supplement stores, right? I guess they just want to give people the illusion of like, look, this man's healthy, listen to what he has to tell you, right? Whatever. And so we're just like, all right, he's like, yeah, what are you guys looking for? Because we enter the shop and we start like looking around, looking for what type of creatine we were gonna grab. And so we start talking to this guy, and he starts explaining to us, you know, oh, you need to take this creatine, it's pure, and, you know, it was I forgot what the company was called at the time. I think it was called Gaspari Nutrition. Again, guys, I don't take supplements anymore, so I'm terrible with the names. But if I remember correctly, I think it was called Gaspari Nutrition, and it was a creatine, right? It was like a blue, like little box, right? And And I remember him saying, he's like, all right, there's this small box here of creatine, and it's 100% creatine. And I think that one was about like $20. And he's like, or you could get this one, and it's this kind of like bigger container, and it was by Gaspari Nutrition. It was creatine, right? And he's like, or you could get this tub here, and you know, it's a little better. This is the one that I use, right? And this guy had these ginormous arms, right? And like huge arms, to a point where like me, my friends, my cousins, we would always laugh when we'd go to the gym, because this guy would be at our gym. We would just call him arms, right? We'd be like, hey, look, that's arms, right? Because we would just see him, and he's just like, that's literally all he'd have. He had these ginormous arms, and he's like fairly, I wouldn't say fairly skinny. You know, he was obviously in good shape, right? He was obviously like, you know, you could tell he was one of these guys that consistently went to the gym 24/7, but you could tell, you know, he made sure he did arms every single day, right? Whatever. Anyway. And so he's explaining to us, yeah, this is what I take, you know, this is how I gain all my mass, and you know, you guys should take it too, right? And he's like looking at us, yeah, you know, you guys could get just as big as me, and you know, whatever. He convinces us to get it, right? So we get it, we take it, and we just consistently keep taking this every single day. So at the end of our workout, so what we do mid workout is normally we would just take water bottles with us when we would go to the gym, but now we would take our shaker cups with a little bit of water already in there, what I would get is the shaker cups. I would put a little scoop of the creatine at the bottom of it, and then I would just take it to the gym, and then I'd just pour fill in the water at the gym, shake it, and just be sipping that throughout my workout, right? Now, little did I know that this stuff is, like, terrible for you, right? Like, extremely, extremely terrible for you, right? And the moral of, like, why I'm telling you guys this is, I don't know if some of you guys were maybe in the same position that I was, right? But my logic was just that, okay, well, this person looks like he's in shape, so, you know, he should be in shape, right? And, you know, because logic just says, you know, look, he has some big arms, you know, he has a big chest, you know, he's a fairly, fairly big dude that, you know, looks like, you know, he works out 24/7, right? And so I'm going to just go with in my mind, I'm obviously going to think, just like maybe you guys are in the same boat, like you're just going to think, okay, well, this guy looks like he's in shape, so therefore he's in shape, right? Wrong, right? Clearly I was wrong, right? So what actually ended up happening was, so one day I took a bunch of this creatine, right? In the middle of my workout. And so what it would do was it would start making my like ear sting, like not sting, but like it would feel like a little tiny, like little needles or being like pinched in it. So like imagine like I don't know if any of you guys have ever had your like leg go numb or like your arm go numb or whatever it is, like, and it starts to feel like there's little tiny little needles being poked into your arm. That's how I was feeling with my ear. Like I felt like my ear was completely numb, right? And so got halfway through my workout and it's still kind of numb, you know. 45 minutes, an hour goes by, it's still kind of numb. I'm done my workout, I'm going home, and like my ear's numb, and I'm noticing that my heart's racing like an insane pace, right? Like really, really fast. Like you know when you run like a 5 mile, when you run like a good like 5 miles, 3 miles, whatever the case may be, right? Let's say you just run like a pretty long distance and your heart's pumping like crazy, right? It's just beating. And it's just beating, 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 right? And you just feel like you're kind of like out of breath. And like, you know, I'm going in the locker room, I'm getting my jacket, and me and my cousin are leaving. And I'm just feeling so weird as I'm getting into this car. I'm kind of feeling like, you know, those like white splotches when you get up quick out of your chair and you feel like, oh my God, like lightheaded, like you're going to fall. I was feeling a little bit like that with my heart racing, with my ear like numb. And so we get to his house, we start making our shake. And we drink it, right? And so, you know, I'm just feeling weird. So, you know, I just ended up telling my cousin. I was like, Jason, you know what? I'm just gonna end up going home, right? So, you know, I kind of just told him my story. I was like, listen, man, I'm feeling, you know, sick and really, really sick, and you know, yada, yada, yada. Anyways, I'm just gonna go, right? So I ended up going. And when I went home, I literally, I got home. As soon as I got home, I put the keys down on our in the middle of our island in the kitchen, and I just sprinted to the bathroom and puked, and I just started puking, 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 and I was just right next to the toilet, just throwing up, and it was crazy. Like I literally thought I was gonna faint, right? And I remember later that day, my dad. So what we like to do is, as a big family, is we all like to get together. Like, you know, maybe you guys are some of you guys are in the same boat. You know, with all of our busy schedules, sometimes you're not able to see, you know, your loved ones throughout the week. So what we'll do is, me and my family will try to get together at least once a week, and have this like huge like get together. So we'll play sports, we'll play basketball, soccer, football. You know, we're Canadian, so we'll play hockey maybe. you know, whatever the case may be, right? Have a barbecue, play baseball, whatever it is, right? Play cards, like we'll just do whatever. And so these guys were asking me to go that day though, right? They're like, all right, Aaron, so like, are you gonna go? And I remember I was so sick, I was like, no, right? Like, no, I physically cannot even come with you guys. And this is when obviously like my family members even started getting a little weary. They're like, are you okay? Like, you know, Aaron normally is always like, you know, as long as he's able to walk, he's gonna wanna like come hang out with the family, right? Like with my family and friends. And so I didn't go, right? And what ended up happening was the reason why I wasn't able to go is because I was so sick. Like I genuinely felt like, you know, people will throw that term out there like, oh my God, I feel like I was going to die. I genuinely felt like, yeah, I was going to die. I was like, I thought I was overdoing, like ODing on these supplements. It was crazy. Cause I was honestly, I was drinking a ton of creatine, right? Like I think he told us to have put three scoops in there each and then shake it and drink that stuff and consume it every single day. On top of that, I'm having the proteins. On top of that, I'm eating all the crappy foods that I was eating at that time, right? And you know, it's just a recipe for disaster, right? And the reason why I'm telling you guys this is this was the start of me realizing that, because ever since then, honestly, I've never touched a supplement. So I've never touched creatine. I've never touched protein. I've never touched, I think the only time, the last time, maybe it was like a couple months back, maybe like 8-9 months back. I remember one of my friends had hemp protein. And when I looked on the ingredients, it was just, from what I recall, I'm pretty sure it was just hemp protein, right? Like that was just the only ingredient. But, I wouldn't take any of those other things anymore, right? I don't ever take anything else, right? I honestly don't even take hemp protein anymore, right? If I need like a shake after the gym, I'll normally just have like hemp seeds with a little bit of sea moss and burdock root, and then I'll just throw a bunch of like fruits and vegetables in there, right? Like kale and stuff like that. And so the moral of my point is what I kind of just want to tell you guys off this kind of just story is just that is you know, I was ignorant at that moment, and you know, I was hard-headed, and I thought I knew everything, but I didn't know nothing, right? Just because of, my logic was, okay, well, these guys look like they're in shape, they look like they're fairly healthy, but like, no, they're not, right? After you get on this journey, you start to realize, no, it's not. You can't just judge a book by its cover. Literally, you can't just look at somebody and be like, oh, that person's healthy. Why? Because he has big arms, a big chest, and he looks like he works out 24/7. No, right? And I was taking advice from people like this without understanding, without having any logic or basic understanding of anything myself, right? And like, as you get on this journey, like with Dr. Sebi, like that's one of the first things he explains to you is like, think for yourself, you know, really understand what you're consuming, and then consume it, right? And so, like the moral of how I got on this whole rant is essentially just that. So now in that same, from that same perspective of when I'm going to the gym, I'm always kind of like, it's at the back of my mind of, you know, remembering kind of like how, what Dr. Sebi always says, where he's like, you know, try to get outside, get as much sunlight as you can, get in nature as much as you can, right? Get some fresh air as much as you can, right? And so, you know, whenever I can, I'd rather just go exercise outside, right? So because of that, I'm not really a huge fan of working out indoors at gyms anymore, because, you know, when I'm working, I'm inside. When I'm driving, I'm inside a car, right? Like, I want to be outside, right? I want to get some sort of fresh air, some sort of just be one with nature, right? And so that's essentially how I started to figure it out to myself, where I was like, okay, you know, I like going to the gym, but then after a while, you know, the gym kind of becomes like it's kind of just becomes repetitive and kind of stagnant, right? You're just going through the motions, and you're showing up there every day, kind of doing the same workouts all the time and etc. Again, I don't know if some of you guys are in the same boat as me, right? But like that's just kind of just my understanding is I enjoy always being outside, going for runs. You know, I'll go to different trails, go for runs, you know, exercise, do random like exercises, bodyweight exercises, freeway exercises outside. Honestly, it's awesome. And it just all kind of came from that, where I was just like thinking to myself, where I was like, okay, well, when I first got started, I thought that, you know, I knew it all with supplements and what I was eating and what I was consuming and what I was taking to quote unquote get big, right? And you know, that stuff was terrible for you. And it's kind of the same concept of me going to the gym. Like going to the gym's fantastic and it's great, right? You know, getting your exercise in and being healthy and all. But it's also great to get outdoors and exercise too, right? Like that's a free gym, right? You don't have to pay a monthly membership for that. You just go outside and exercise. And so that's kind of just been my plan now from now on, is like whenever I can, I'm always going to try to go outside and to exercise, right? Even if I kind of need to work around that, right? So I know sometimes I'll go to some of these trails here and they'll be like extremely packed, and I honestly can't like I'm not able to like get a proper workout in around there. So I'll just find some other places to go to exercise, right? But the moral of my point is just that, right? Is it's just cool to get outdoors, and at the same time, it's cool because of when I'm going to the gym, another thing I've kind of also seen is when I'm going to the gym, I'm consistently going with kind of the same people. So my friends and some of my family members, like my brothers and cousins that work out and that weightlift with me, right? But when I'm doing some of these outdoorsy workouts, I'm getting people that aren't necessarily like weightlifting enthusiasts, right? So like I'll get some of my, I'll get people, like the most randomest people, right? Everybody all want to come, right? Like all ages, you know, all different like races and sex types, right? Man, woman, doesn't matter what it is, right? Like everybody just wants to come, right? Doesn't matter if they're in the best shape or they're in the worst shape, right? Like we all just go on hiking trails together, you know, me and my friends, a bunch of us will just get together, go for hikes, you know, like I've told you guys, you know, play sports, you know, go for a run, go for a walk, you know, honestly, just anything, right? Get outdoors, get some fresh air, and, you know, spend time with your loved ones at the same time, and at the same time, kind of just, you know, get your blood flowing, get the body moving, and get your heart beating and actually racing, and you know, having your whole body working as one, right? That's at the end of the day what exercise and running and just honestly any form of like just exercise, right? Like fitness is about, right? It's about keeping the body healthy and in a position where everything's working like it should be, right? So whatever, that was just kind of my little take on it, guys. Where again, it's just the unlearn relearn thing, right? Where I was in a situation where again, you know, at a young age, again, maybe some of you guys are in the same situation, where you're just hard headed when you're at a young age, right? You think you know everything, right? And you know, you just don't. And as I slowly started to figure out, okay, well, if supplements are bad for me, and a lot of these things that these guys are taking at the gym are terrible for you, well, then now, you know, it kind of forces your mind to start asking more questions. And as I started asking myself more questions, I started, you know, figuring out the answer to some of those questions, you know. And one of those questions was to me, which was like, you know, I want to get outdoors and try to exercise as much as I can, just to, you know, get outdoors, spend time with my loved ones, and like I've told you guys, and you know, just you know, it's just awesome, honestly, just running outside, right? It's just cool. I don't even need music or anything. I just it's just peace, and honestly, it is, it's super peaceful, right? Just in peace and quiet, you're kind of just running, just hearing your own heartbeat, and just listening just to your mind, right? It's cool, honestly. Yeah, some of you guys that probably enjoy running and exercising outside as much as I do, could kind of like vouch for me and kind of obviously agree with what I'm saying too. But anyway, guys, that was just my rant for today. It's just that, like, you know, for some of you guys that obviously enjoy working out at the gym, that's awesome. I enjoy working out at the gym too. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but I'm just saying, you know, like we've been told, like one of the main things on this journey we've been told, right? Try to get outdoors as much as you can. Try to get some fresh air as much as you can. Try to get as much sunlight on a daily basis as much as you can. So for those reasons, I try to just exercise outside as much as I can. But at the same time, there is no right and wrong answer, right? If some of you guys are obviously spending most of your time outside all day, you know, it's totally fine that you want to exercise inside, right? To each his own. But guys, all right, it was cool. It was awesome. You guys, you know, hearing my rant for today. I love it that a lot of you guys really like this podcast and are showing a lot of love to me. And you know, again, just, you know, everyone in this community, you know, shows love all the time anyways. Whatever, guys. It was awesome talking to you guys. See ya, and peace out. And again, I love this sport that you guys all show. Thanks, guys. Bye.